I know what you're thinking to yourself right now. I know what it is. You're listening going, am I going to hear that voice? Am I going to have to run screaming from the radio? And the answer is yes. You will have to do that because I am back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, of course. My name is Jeremy Lawrence, the host of the show that is named after myself, The Jeremy Lawrence Show. You know what? It's 71 degrees, and that's right in Kalamazoo, and it's a little damp out there from what I can tell.
Yeah, it rained the whole way in my whole drive into work today.
At least what little I looked out the window, which was just a couple of seconds ago, yes, it's raining. That's all I can tell you.
So, not too hard, just kind of sprinkling a little bit.
Yeah, so we're dealing with that. We're dealing with some cooler temperatures a little bit later in the week, though, too. We'll get the all lowdown on that coming up from Bob Larson and or one of his compadres who will be joining us a little bit later on in the program to get us updated on what the weather is going to be like this week. You know, at the very least, we don't have to worry about raining out a Tigers game.
Nope, because they're on the All-Star break.
It's the All-Star break. Yep, that halfway point at the season where Tiger fans are happy and, yeah. Other teams' fans, not so much. Depends on the fan, what team you're talking about. If you're talking about Cubs fans, they knew about a weekend. Okay, all right, we're done.
Astros fans knew before the start of the season.
Yeah, although I did see a result. I think it was over the weekend. The Astros actually beat the Red Sox.
Oh, boy, we don't want to talk about that one.
And I wondered what bizarro world we were living in. That's the...
But the Red Sox won yesterday, I think, 11 to nothing.
Was it then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Were they playing their AAA farm club? Or...
I don't think so.
I just had to ask. All right, anyway... So, strange happenings afoot, but you know what? The All-Star break happening, that means you get me all week long. So, if you were just getting out of it last week going, oh, finally. Yeah. Here I am again just to make your life miserable. You know what, though? We're going to have some fun this week, and particularly today. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to ask the question a little bit later because, and I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring this question up at all. It was brought up by none other than the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder. He seems to think that race is the reason why people don't like him and don't like the president. So we're going to ask that question. We're going to open up the phones and ask the question and find out what you think about it. We're going to do that a little bit later on in the program because, you know, you hear this thing brought up, oh, they're racist. And I think, you know, the word is so overused anymore that you begin to wonder if people even know what it really means. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, you know what? Road funding. Yep, still in the news. Nope, still hasn't been done. We'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. Plus, coming up just a tad later, at some point we're going to be giving away, see, and I can do this now because Michael has been called away, but I could do this right now. We've got tickets that we're going to be giving away a little bit later on in the program. If you are into those Disney Pixar movies, this is another one. Disney's Planes, Fire and Rescue. You know, and I'm sure this will be a great movie. The only thing that I think to myself is, why have they not gotten to The Incredibles 2 by now? That's my big question. But that's nobody answers that question. What they answer is, you know what? You want to see more of Planes, so here you go. We got a couple of tickets we're going to be giving away sometime during the course of the program. And because Michael is listening once again, I'm sure you'll have to put up with a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry. He's just on top of things. And I won't say I'm not. I wasn't for a week there. I was enjoying some vacation time. Wish you could have been there. I really do. But I don't think that we could have fit all of you onto the beach with me. It's just
too many people.
Wouldn't have fit. But no, we had an opportunity to visit some various places. Spent a little time in Chicago. That was fun. Hadn't been there for quite a few years. And checked out the Lincoln Park Zoo and some various places there. Was on the Magnificent Mile
Oh, yes.
And found out, I'm not sure what it is, but I'm walking the streets of Chicago, and people there were extremely friendly. I kid you not. I mean, I'm walking along, there was a guy that, he looked at the shirt that I was wearing and made some comment to me, and we struck up a conversation. I have no idea who this guy is. To this day, I don't know. But, you know, friendly people there. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, also spent some time up around Grand Haven, actually. Went to the beach up there. People asked, oh, beach, South Haven? Well, we talked about that. We may end up there at some point, but we did take a little miniature tour and spend some time on the beach. I have the sunburn to prove it.
I don't see it.
No, well, I covered my head.
Okay.
I've learned the hard way to cover my head. So, yeah, got the sunburn to prove it. But that was a lot of fun, being on the beach and that kind of thing, taking in some of this good state and a little bit of baseball to boot. We took in before the end of the vacation. Lots of fun. It was great to be out. Great to be back with you as well. So one thing that we want to steer you towards, if we can, is before we dig into things, the video of the day. I want you to check this out because, you know, I'm a gamer. I know Michael's a gamer as well. And if you are a video gamer at all, if you know video games, even if you have sort of a passing kind of sort of interest in video games, you know Minecraft. You know what Minecraft is all about. Maybe you don't. I don't know. I find the whole thing ridiculous that something that looks that ugly makes it to sales aisles when it comes to talking about Minecraft.
Yes.
I look at it and go, really? But a lot of people are into this thing.
Yeah, a lot of my friends are into it too, and it's like, I don't get this game.
I look at it and go, really? If I wanted to look at graphics that bad, I'd be playing something else.
Go back to the old Nintendo.
Or Atari, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, some of those looked like that. But the people at Honest Game Trailers decided to take on Minecraft, and this is a good one. You're going to want to check this one out. It is our video of the day. It's in the blog section. Also, you can find it on our Facebook page. And if you haven't found our Facebook page, well, shame on you. We've made it real easy for you to find it. So, you know what? No excuse. You got to go there. Go there right now. We'll wait. Now, okay, well, you can go on your own time. That's fine. But head on over to WKZO.com and click on the Facebook link up top, and you'll be able to see what we've got there. Like us. You'll be able to participate in what we've got there, and you can enjoy the video of the day, the Honest Game trailer of Minecraft, which, if you've played it at all, you'll enjoy it, and if you have not played it at all, you'll understand why you haven't played it at all. So, enjoy that with us today. Now, I wanted to dig into, because I have a little insight when it comes to roads and that kind of thing. I've been on some Michigan roads. I've been on quite a few more now than what I had been previously, just because I've been traveling around a little bit, a little here, a little there. And I will say this. There are some roads in Michigan that need serious attention. There are other roads in Michigan that are fine. It's a real mix out there. So I understand people talking about that because there are some things that need to be done with roads. So, I mean, my opinion on it hasn't wavered. Yeah, we need to do something. Apparently, Randy Richardville's opinion is that, yeah, we probably ought to do something. So, you know what? When we get the legislature together for, you know, a couple of days in July, a couple of days in August, yeah, we might do something on it. Yeah, maybe. Possibly. But I'm not sure. That's kind of what you're getting. Basically, it's session days. They generally will just introduce bills and just kind of sit there with each other. Yeah, how's your vacation going? Yeah, cool. Mine's going great. Yeah. Oh, Disney. How about that? Like, you got pictures? Yeah, okay, great. That's what you get out of it, basically. Oh, we're going to introduce some bills, make it look like we're busy. And they're doing some of that. But they're saying that there might be a vote that's taken in the full Senate on dun, 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 medical marijuana. because we know how important that is as you travel around on the roads in this state, just how important it is that we take a look at medical marijuana.
Okay.
All right, then. So apparently the Senate Majority Leader, Mr. Richard Ville, feels like that's something that that we need to take a look at. He's looking at some bills, something that actually had already passed the House he's going to take a look at. And talked about visiting a dispensary and talking about some of the different things they do. And he says, you know, originally I was against all of this, and now, okay, I might be changing my mind. Well, that's fine. All right. Now, some of these bills have already passed in the House. So if the Senate is so keen on looking at bills that have already passed the House, how about the road bills that passed the House? How about that one? That would be good.
Yeah, go back and look at that.
You know, I don't have a – you want to look at medical marijuana, that's fine. I get that some people are all over that. There are some people that feel like they genuinely need that. More power to you. That's fine. Let's have the Senate look at this stuff. But you know what? To me, if roads are as such a big, big thing as what Senator Richard Ville says they are, then what he needs to do is say, all right, first off, here's the House package. Let's vote on that. And you're talking about, I mean, he's looking right now at legacy. And, okay, you know, this legacy of what it was when Randy Richard Ville was in charge of the Senate. Well, here's, I think a legacy that you could live with would be, you know what, he at least helped things along to get towards a solution for roads. Which, again, I'm saying, the House package. Yeah, I know the House passed it. I know it's their deal. But if the Senate came along and just said, you know what, we agree, we think it's a great idea, boom, stamp it, seal it, send it on to the governor. And I have a feeling the governor is going to go, yep, done.
That'd be an easy signature.
Yeah, it's an easy one. So we're not necessarily looking at, well, we want to do something on the roads. And they're talking about, apparently they're putting together a sort of a focus group kind of thing that are going to be looking at roads and coming up with some different ideas. You know, basically people from different parties that we're going to see what we can come up with to see if we can get some funding here. Well, that's all fine and good. But having a little small group of lawmakers from both parties that say, well, we might be able to agree on this, we might be able to agree on that. Well, that's fine, but time's ticking here. I mean, you know, you only have a couple of days in July, a couple of days in August, and then you got the election. Nothing's going to get done there. You know that. I tend to think, you know what? Go with something that is already there. Go with something that is there and ready to go so you can say, all right, we at least move the ball to the 40-yard line instead of, hey, we haven't done a thing. And now we're going to punt.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody wants their legacy to be that.
Now, I think, and I was thinking about this while I was on vacation, and I got to thinking about, all right, why was it that the Senate felt like they needed to bite off everything all at once? And I guess, you know, the only thing that I can figure at this point, and maybe I'm totally off here, but I kind of wonder if Randy Richard Ville isn't looking at this and going, you know what? Can't be in the Senate anymore. Done with the House. All right, pretty well done with things here unless I run for a statewide office. Hey, running for a statewide office. Interesting. And you could just see the calculations going on here to say, well, you know what? Yeah, I mean, you know, Governor Snyder's running for re-election. He's probably going to get reelected. I mean, we don't know for sure, but probably. And, but there's going to be kind of this opening after he's done. And, governor, interesting. You could see some of the calculations there. And think about this. If you're running for an office like that, if you're running for a statewide office, you need to run at least on some sort of a record. And think about this. You got in your past, he passed the funding and made the way for us to be able to fix our roads once and for all. Hallelujah. Yeah, that doesn't sound too bad. I will admit, that doesn't sound too bad to be able to do that. But I don't think that that's necessarily the view we need to take. And I've said it before. That, yeah, it's important to fund the roads, but we need to do it in a way that makes things a little bit easier all the way around. I wonder if road funding can happen in a slightly different way. Now, I have, from the moment it was passed and sent over to the Senate, the House package on roads, pass it. I have been all over that one, and I've said, yes, pass this, get it done. Because that, at the very least, gets us a third of the way there. But I wonder if there isn't another possibility, another way to work this out so that we can get some more road funding. And, you know, and I know that this is the whole, this can kind of get you into the whole chicken and the egg kind of thing, because you're talking about, well, the thing I'm thinking about is ways to attract more business to the state. And there will be people that will say, well, you want to attract more business, work on the roads. Well, that's fine if the money's there. And I said, all right, let's look at the taxes and say, all right, what are we doing here? What can we do a little bit better? I think that's absolutely where it needs. You need to start there. But you need to find ways to make doing business in the state easier, better. Better all around for businesses, better and more attractive for businesses, because here's the thing. If you make it better for businesses and better all around for businesses to locate here, here's what you're going to get. If businesses are already in the state and you make it easier on them, they're going to look for ways to grow. Because what business will volunteer, you know what, I want to stand pat. I want to be right where I am. Or what business is even more so going to say, you know what, I feel like shrinking this year. There are not too many businesses that are going to step up for that. People want to grow. If they're in business, they want to be able to make more money and do more things and expand and broaden their horizons. This is business. If you do that, if you're broadening horizons, jobs show up. Jobs.
And then people have more money. More money goes into the economy.
There you go. And then guess what? More money funds the roads.
Exactly.
And then you can get a little bit more road funding. The other thing is, if businesses start seeing a better climate to be able to locate and build new business here. And build, you know, I lived in Indiana for a few years, and I can tell you this. All the time, there were these announcements of 200 new jobs coming here, 150 new jobs coming there. Oh, 100 new jobs coming there. This one's expanding. This one's building. This one's relocating. This one's doing this. Why can't we do that in Michigan? Why can't we have a situation where businesses want to come here? And if they do, then you've got all these jobs, all these new things coming, all people moving to the state. And then you've got more of a tax base, more money coming in, and guess what? More funding for the roads. It may be simplistic. I know. Maybe it is simplistic. But here's the thing. I tend to think doing it that way would work a little better. Maybe we should be focusing not on, all right, how are we going to tax people more? It's, you know what? How are we going to get more people to tax? More people in the state that like being here and want to stay. That's the focus we need to have. That's what I think we ought to be working on. -71 degrees in Kalamazoo. 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school where faith turns friends into family. And glad you could be here with us. You know what? Coming up here in just a little bit, I have been hearing stories. You remember back in the wintertime, the polar vortex. And how many of us was, you can almost hear that music in your head. Dum, dum, dum.
Oh, no.
From what I understand, at least from what I'm reading, And, of course, if you see it on the internet, it must be true. The polar vortex is returning.
Yes, I've been hearing that rumor all of last week, actually.
You know, so I want to find out if it's actually true. Are we going to be dealing with cooler temperatures? Now, I say cooler. We're not talking 20s here.
Yeah, we're not talking snow or anything like that.
You're not going to bring out the snow shovels. Not this early. But what are we going to be dealing with? Well, we're going to be having a little chat about the weather. As Bob Larson is going to be joining us here a little bit later, or one of his compatriots with that fine organization we like to know as AccuWeather. And boy, are they accurate. I tell you what, they are on
very
top of
accurate.
Things. They are. So, by the way, on a weather note, just so that you are aware, there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect through 7 o'clock if you're in Barry and Cass and St. Joseph counties. So be aware of that. Note that. I guess that's the best way to do it. Otherwise, just be looking for wet stuff because it's all over the place. That's the best way to put it.
Hard to miss it.
Point. It's been raining here and there, so we'll keep you in the know and up on what's going on with all of that. We've got movie tickets to give away. We're going to be chatting with you about road funding, race and politics, all sorts of stuff. It is a jam-packed program today. I'm glad you're a part of it today, and I hope that you'll stay with us as we continue ahead with the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. It's 3:39. 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Yep, Tigers have the most of the week off. They don't get back at it until Friday. At least most of the team doesn't get back at it until Friday. There are a select number of them that are going to be part of the All-Star game that's coming up this week. You know, I don't know. I used to like the All-Star game for baseball. Because it felt like, oh, this is cool. You're going to see a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I like it so much now. And I will say this. Major League Baseball's figured out how to make it a little more interesting than, say, the Pro Bowl.
Which is just teams throwing it around, not really trying to tackle anybody.
Yeah, you watch one down of the Pro Bowl, and you've got the story of it. The center snaps the ball. The lines both stand up. And they just kind of stand there like, yeah, we might block. Okay.
It's like, hey, how are you doing?
You know, we're going to B-dubs after this. You know, yeah. I mean, that's what you expect to hear out of this. So I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what kind of All-Star game it's going to be this particular year. I don't know. It should be interesting. But so that's coming up this week. Of course, the Tigers get back at it on Friday. 6:40 pregame is when things get underway for the Tigers on Friday as they do battle with the Indians, starting off the second half of the season. And, of course, making up for lost time this week over on our sister station, the West Michigan Whitecaps. Over on 1660 The Fan, you're going to be able to catch lots of action this week. Tonight, Wednesday, and Thursday, they're going to have some games there. And we hope that you'll be able to sample that and enjoy that. If you're kind of looking for your baseball fix, that might be it right there. That is, you know, unless you're all over the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby and all of that stuff, then, yeah, you're going to go for the real thing, I'm sure.
The only thing is if you watch the Home Run Derby on TV, just turn the volume down because Chris Berman's just going to be like, back, 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 the whole time.
yeah, that could be a little intolerable. After the first couple of calls when it's kind of cool, okay, enough.
Yes, don't you have another catchphrase?
You know, and with that, he's limited in the nicknames he can use because it's the same guys over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, not so much fun. Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people are wondering about the weather this week. I have seen tons of rumors, and we've talked about it. Could it be that the polar vortex is coming back? Oh, no! That's why we have Bob Larson along to straighten us out and help us not to panic. So, Bob, do we have reason to panic?
No reason to panic.
Okay, I didn't
whatsoever.
Figure. I didn't figure.
Unless you panic when the temperature drops to a low of 56 overnight with a high of 67. That's cooler than average for July, but I don't think it's cause for panic or alarm or fear.
You know, that sort of thing
or
will make
hysteria.
Me, that'll make me want to go out and run a little bit more.
Welcome back, Jeremy. This talk started last week of the so-called polar vortex, and it's a term that I think many people, the casual observer, the non-meteorologist, probably think it's some new weather phenomenon that just sprung up out of nowhere about 6 months ago. It's been around forever, just that we haven't always heard that term used publicly. And then when it was used, it was tied directly into the most fierce Arctic blast we had of what turned out to be a very fierce winter. It's kind of like the grand finale. Well, not so much grand finale in the sense that it came at the end of winter, but it was like the peak of the most harsh of the harsh last January. And so whenever we hear that term now, we start thinking of 15 below zero and real field temperatures of 45 below and so on and so forth. But this, my friend, is July. It's not January. And you see, even at the Arctic region, it is summer, and it's a far cry from what goes on the other half of the year. So basically, it's just a push of air coming down, yes, from the polar region, from around the Arctic region, but midsummer style, not midwinter style. So all it means is a period of unusually cool weather for midsummer that's going to last a couple of days, a couple of nights.
So basically being a summer version of this, this is kind of what happens on a cool evening in Alaska, so to speak,
exactly.
During the summer rather than on a cool evening in, say, Siberia.
Right. In November or something, right.
Of course, yes.
It's a very different story. It'd be akin to in January if I told you that we were going to have a quote-unquote heat wave coming up. A heat wave January style might mean a high of 50 to 55. It doesn't literally mean 98 degrees and muggy.
Although in January we might have taken it at that point.
Yeah. But, So
all right. So cooler temperatures.
My word is vortex because I'm glad you brought it up. I was going to talk about it. There's been a lot of talk about this over the past several days. And the actual push of that cooler air is upon us now. The front that's delivering the cooler weather is on top of us, and that has triggered storms. And parts of the area under a severe thunderstorm watch as we speak until 7 o'clock this evening. The greatest risk of storms is going to be going by to the south of Kalamazoo.
Okay. All right. So once we get through those storms and that kind of thing, we're talking cooler temperatures for the next couple of days. What's it look like?
Yeah, it's going to be after the storms that are scattered about this evening, and that's just primarily early evening. We're partly cloudy tonight. We dropped to 56, actually a very comfortable night. No doubt about it, though. A lot cooler tomorrow, a lot less humid. Mid-60s for high, and we're often talking about mid-60s for high in July. A mixture of clouds and sunshine. There could be a spotty afternoon or evening shower because the atmosphere will be very unstable. That could cause some showers to bubble up. Low 50s tomorrow night, mid and upper 60s for high on Wednesday. After Wednesday, it starts to warm up again. Not 85 to 90, but temperatures will inch their way back into the 70s Thursday, probably pushing 80 again by the week.
Okay, so this vortex thing is few days, and then we're back at whatever summer's supposed to be.
Right.
All right.
I don't see any heat waves on the horizon, but it's certainly going to feel like summer again.
Okay. All right. You know, to me, when I hear 60s at this point in the summer, I'm kind of thinking, okay. That's kind
of
nice.
Think of it this way. Break for the air conditioning. You're breaking the electric bill for a change.
There you go. Well, and since my air conditioning broke down last night, that might be a good thing. I don't know.
This would be yeah. Yeah.
All right. Bob, thanks for checking in with us.
Hey, Jeremy. And we'll talk tomorrow, I trust.
We will.
We know the
indeed.
Tigers aren't playing because it's All-Star Tuesday.
Absolutely. All right. So we'll check in with you then. Thanks, Bob. All right, Bob Larson there from AccuWeather. You know, and I knew this was not a moment to panic. I knew that it wasn't. I'd just seen all these maps, and they have this blue thing over the middle of the United States.
Making you think it's going to be super, super cold.
No, it's not going to be super cold. It's just going to be nice.
Yeah.
You know, almost fall-like.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah, without the smell of burning leaves and you know, all the sights and sounds that go with that. Yeah, we might still have some storms and things like that. But, you know, I think I can deal with that. I don't have a problem with that.
And it'll be great for us runners.
That's true. And that is something I need to get back to doing. Took a bit of a vacation for that. Sadly, I pulled something on vacation.
Ooh.
So, haven't done much running lately. May have to get back to that sometime soon. All right. Well, you know what? I know you want to get back to the theater sometime. Not you, Michael. You were getting excited, I could tell.
Yes, I was.
No, but you might want to get back to the theater. There's some good stuff out there. you know, the dawn of the Planet of the Apes and various things that have been in there. What is it? Tammy was out a couple
of
weeks.
Tammy, yes.
Yeah, out, I believe it was end of last week. Or previous week, I believe, anyway. Now, there's another one of these. You know, if your kids are into just about whatever Disney can throw at you, there's another one coming. And this one, I almost think that they must have come up with way too much material for the movie Planes. Because they got another one coming out already. You know, they did Planes, I think it was, what was it, last year they came out with that thing?
Yeah, last year, I believe.
Yeah, so they've hit you with a sequel already. This one, Planes, Fire and Rescue. You know what? I got a couple of tickets for you. It's coming out this Friday. So you'll be able to take the kids to go see this and do it a little bit cheaper, a little bit more reasonable. We'll have a couple of tickets on us here. And tell you what, a simple way for you to be able to get these tickets. I want you to give me a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. That's it? Nothing else?
No, hold on.
Okay, that's what I figured.
I got a trivia question.
Uh-huh, yes. All right. So because he wants to welcome me back, he wanted to cause trouble for you, not me, you. He's causing trouble for you because he wants to make sure that you have the opportunity to answer a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. So here you go. You got to answer this question and call that number. So go ahead. Michael, hit us with it.
What was the first film released by Pixar Studios in 1995?
The first Pixar film.
Yes.
Hmm. Wow.
Going to have to get your toys out for this.
No, you just might. You just have to know what the story is on that one. So while you figure that one out, tell you what, we've got some more stuff we're going to talk about. You know what? It keeps being brought up, race as an issue in politics. But is it as big as what we think it is? We'll talk a little bit further about it next. And we'll let you call in as well. Keep it right here, the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. It's 3:51. Jeremy Lawrence here with you on the Jeremy Lawrence Show. And, of course, a reminder to you, if you want to be a part of the program today, there are several ways to do so, and I hope that you will take the opportunity to do so. Local number is 382-4280. 877-382-4280 is the toll-free number so that you can be a part of things that way as well. And also, 803-73, if you would like to text us and be a part of the program that way, it'd be great to have you as part of what we're doing. Of course, I don't know if Michael's got his winner yet or not. So that might be something to find. Oh, he's giving me the thumbs up. Okay. That must mean we do have a winner.
We do.
Did it take a while?
Well, this is what happened.
Okay. All right.
The first guy...
I feel like a long story is coming.
So. Yes. The second person I was talking to had the answer right, but then as I was taking down their information, I just completely lost the call.
Oh.
So I couldn't give the tickets to them. So our actual winner is Mike.
Okay.
And it's not me.
not Michael.
Not me.
Mike.
Not okay. Me. A different Michael.
Okay. All right. So we have a winner. And sadly, for the other people, we don't have a winner.
Yeah, sorry.
So. Oh, well.
All right. And the answer to the question was Toy Story.
Imagine. As if you and I didn't drop any hints.
Yes, we dropped plenty of hints there.
You know, there's a lot of Pixar movies, though. I mean, you know, if you didn't know that, gosh, there's a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that's about all that Disney has done of late. Is, yeah, we'll just hand it over to Pixar. Here you go.
Yeah, so. they can take care of us.
No, it's funny, though, because you know, you talk about Disney doing their movies and that kind of thing. I had the opportunity, when I was in Chicago, I stopped by the Disney store there on the Magnificent Mile. They've got, and walked in there and was like, okay, wait a minute. Got Planes, Star Wars, got every other thing Disney has done. I mean, you know, we could sit here for an hour and name them all. And I looked it over and was like, Okay. Marvel superheroes are in. It's like, they've got everything.
Yes. Wow.
I mean, it's just overrun with everything in there. So, I don't know. Disney, whether or not they're actually doing it with their animation arm, they're doing it with just about everything, I tell you. So, no matter what, they seem to be doing well. So, anyway, Mike, congratulations. You get to take the kids, the grandkids, or you know what? You can go yourself and enjoy it. Hey, it's the theater. You know what? It's Celebration Cinema in Portage, and why not? It's a great place to go see a movie, and you can go see that new Planes movie and tell people about it to find out. You know what? To find out if this one is as good as the last one. Boy, it seems like, given the amount of preparation that goes into one of these things from Pixar, that they probably were working on the sequel well before the first one even hit theaters.
It must be.
So, I mean, they had to have planned that, all right, this is going to be a reasonably decent hit, so all right, sequel.
But they still haven't gotten Incredibles 2 yet.
No, I know. They're working on
it. They're working on it, yes.
They're working on it. You know, they haven't abandoned it. In fact, I saw over the weekend, I think Hallmark? I think they've got an Incredibles ornament this year for Christmas.
Maybe that's a hint?
It could be. I don't know. But I don't know that it'll come out that fast. But that's one of those things they should have had done like 5 years ago. You know?
Yeah.
But, I guess good things come to those that wait. Well, anyway, one of the things that we keep hearing about, as you hear from people that stand with the president on various things, stand with Eric Holder, the attorney general, you hear a lot of things about, and I'm not saying that everybody on the left does this. They don't. And tip of the hat to those that don't. But there's an awful lot of people that will say, you don't like the president because you're racist. Because you don't like his race. You don't like... And according to people in the administration, Eric Holder included, apparently he applies for that as well. He did an interview with ABC News. And in the interview, he said that that some of the conservative opponents of the Obama administration are motivated by racial animus. Says that that basically suggests that both President Obama and himself are treated differently because they are black. And, you know, I'm not going to say that there are people that are against them because... There are some people that are against them because they are racist. But that is not a majority. Not a majority. Now, one thing that Eric Holder said, and I can agree with this, the idea that, you know, there are people that are calling for impeachment of the president. Well, you know, he should be impeached. Sarah Palin has said it. He should be impeached. I don't necessarily know about that. Now, I will admit, I agree with the idea of stepping up and challenging the president, as Speaker Boehner is planning on doing, with this lawsuit that's happening, talking about some of the executive orders and things like that. Now, one of the things that that Eric Holder said is that you know, people are calling for his impeachment and that kind of thing. Now, I tend to think that Eric Holder has been one of the worst attorney generals we've had for a variety of reasons. It's not because of his race or anything like that. I just think he has absolutely been inept. I think he's had this idea that, you know, I can enforce this, but not that. And you know what? I'm not going to defend that anymore. I mean, you're the chief law officer, if you will, of the United States. There are laws on the books. You need to be able to defend them and or carry things out until such time that those laws are no longer on the books. You don't like them? Find a way to get them off the books. Find a way through Congress, not a way through, well, I don't like that, so you know what? We're just not going to mess with that. And, you know, and I could bring up Fast and Furious, and I don't think he handled that one very well at all. He should have come out and said, yep, we screwed up. good grief, that's on us, and we're going to need to be able to clean this up. Instead of, well, it started under Bush. It was Bush's fault. Well, there was a program under Bush that started, but that got expanded after President Obama got in office, and it's the expanded program that's in trouble. And we could go on and on and on about that, and that's not what I'm here to do. But he's saying that race is a problem. Now, I wonder just how much of a problem it really is. So as we talk about this next hour, I want to get your feedback on it. Find out what you think the problem is. I'm going to talk racism and politics. Is it as big a deal as all this? We'll talk about it next hour on the show. The Jeremy Lawrence Show here on 590 WKZO.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.